Very few people come within minutes of their own deaths and live. Commentator Charles Eisendrath has, and his reaction surprised him.
While on vacation in Costa Rica recently, my whole family went down in a small airplane that crashed and burned in the jungle. Miraculously, we all survived without permanent injury. When I tell the story, everybody wants to know what they assume to be the worst part, sanity-cracking moments between when you know you're going to crash and when you actually die. What I tell them runs counter to every report about going down that I've ever heard. Most amazingly, last plunge terror simply does not exist. At least it didn't for the five of us, and we are wildly, wildly different people. I'm a noisy type A professor. My wife Julia is quieter and nicer, a social worker. One son is a techie who works at AOL. The other is an artist, and his wife is a biologist and a horsewoman. There were no flashbacks for any of us. No regrets of things left undone, and above all, no fear whatever. None of dying, none even of being hurt. None of our hands reached out for others. Nobody screamed, even though there was a full minute to do any of this, and that's an eternity in situations like this. Instead, we were simply and mutely transfixed. Now, I'm a little heftier than the rest of my family, and I had been seated up front in the co-pilot's seat for reasons euphemistically described as, quote, weight distribution. I could sure see what was coming as our twin prop Cessna 402 lost its starboard engine, yawed hideously to port, and fell 500 feet into the canopy of the rainforest. Yet, all I said to myself was, those two palms right there are the ones we're going to hit first, as if I were taking note of something of particular interest on a nature walk. I'm glad I wasn't thinking safety. Had I leaned forward into the safety position, I would have been decapitated. There was plenty of horror on the ground, and I think that's what the brain prepares you for. It can't do anything to help keep a plane in the air, so it gives you what you'll need if you happen to be alive afterwards. A clear mind. A very clear mind. I'm the sort of person who normally fumbles with mechanical things like seatbelts. Not then. In 60 years, I've been knocked silly a few other times, and always woke up groggy. Not after that crash. I've been faulted for loving trips to exotic places where travel is iffy, and above all, for loading the whole family aboard one plane. Mostly, I just wanted to enjoy something together, but the whole issue seemed hopelessly abstract and complex. Now it is utterly, utterly simple. We were all badly banged up, and my wife had 11 fractures. Now that I know for a fact what it's like to be bleeding together next to a burning plane, I wouldn't want to be anywhere else on Earth.
Charles Eisendrath is director of the Michigan Journalism Fellows at the University of Michigan.